With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland.
Work crews are expected to set off those explosives this Sunday. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power. That vessel then crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has remained stuck amid the wreckage.
Andrew Stewart adds that Baltimore's busy port also has remained closed to most maritime traffic since the collapse. Also at SRNnews.com, campaigning on the Jersey Shore town of Wildwood Saturday. Former President Trump says even Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign, making victory over President Biden very possible in all 50 states.
He's so bad, I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense.
Mr. Trump says another Joe Biden term would hurt the country.
You know in your heart that this country is not going to survive four more years of crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked and he's corrupt and he's incompetent. Other than that, he's doing quite a good job.
The largest Catholic hospital chain in America has been hit by a cyber attack this week. Ascension Health says it detected unusual activity on some of its network systems and is still trying to figure out what information, if any, may have been affected by the situation. The news comes just a few months after a subsidiary of United Health Group was also hit by a major cyber attack. That breach impacted roughly 30% of the United States. This is SRN News. What happens when you die?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Florida, a ballot amendment would allow legalization of all marijuana. About 60% of Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing recreational pot, and among voters under the age of 45, it was 76%. But most experts think President Biden has very little chance, if any, of winning Florida, no matter what is on the ballot. This is SRN News. Activists once again target a piece of history.
Two radical climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta. The document signed in the year 1215 that provided the foundation for individual rights in Anglo-American jurisprudence. The pair entered the British Library in London on Friday morning, smashed the glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure.
Tayshia Stevens reporting. Police arrested three people in connection with a March shooting in Central California that killed four people and wounded seven others. Monterey County officials say the three people include one juvenile. Authorities say the suspects were arraigned on multiple gang-related charges that included four counts of murder, four counts of criminal conspiracy to commit murder, and seven counts of attempted murder. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.